Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Global warming blamed for melting Everest Glacier. A glacier from which Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay set out to conquer Mount Everest nearly 50 years ago has retreated 3 miles up the mountain due to global warming, a UN body says. In 1953, New Zealander Hillary and Tenzing, a native of Nepal, became the first climbers to reach the summit of the world's highest mountain. A team of climbers backed by the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, reported after their 2-week visit last month that the impact of rising temperatures was everywhere to be seen. The landscape bears the scars of sudden glacial retreat, while glacial lakes are swollen by melted ice, UNEP spokesman Michael Williams told Reuters. Tashi Jubu Sherpa told the climbers that the ice fields had seen rapid change over the past 20 years and that Hillary and Tenzing would now have to walk 2 hours to find the edge of the glacier, which was close to their original base camp. UNEP recently warned that more than 40 Himalayan glacial lakes are dangerously close to bursting, threatening the lives of thousands of people because of ice melt caused by global warming. We thank Reuters for that story. Greenland's warming ice flows faster. New measurements by U.S. scientists show that since 1996, the Greenland ice sheet has been moving faster during the summer melting season. The rate is accelerating because more melted water is trickling down from the surface of the sheet to bedrock. The meltwater drains into crevasses and large tunnels called moulins, which can be 10 meters or 33 feet wide. The melting also means a gradual thinning of the ice as well as its downhill coastward slide. In a further twist, the water carries heat from the sheet's surface to its base. There it lubricates the sheet, which moves faster towards the coast. This process was known for decades to enhance the flow of small mountain glaciers, but was not known to occur in large ice sheets. The scientists say this suggests that the ice may be responding more quickly than thought to a warming climate. Their research, reported in Science magazine's online Science Express, was funded under the U.S. space agency NASA's ICES project. They warn that the combination of faster flow, ice thinning, and lowering of the sheet's surface elevation could trigger a feedback process. This could lead to more melting, something that they say has not even been considered in computer models predicting ice sheet response to climate change. This story was by Alex Kirby of the BBC News. Polar bears are threatened by global warming, say experts. Polar bears, the magnificent predators of the Arctic, roam the top of the world in plentiful numbers, protected from humans by the harshness and remoteness of the icy kingdom they rule. There is mounting evidence that warming temperatures in polar regions could obliterate the bear's delicate frozen habitat in the coming decades. Many scientists blame the warmer temperatures on human activities far removed from the Arctic. In particular, conservationists say, global warming could deprive the bears of the vast expanses of Arctic sea ice where they prowl for prey, such as seals. When sea ice melts earlier in the spring, polar bears are forced to move to land with smaller fat reserves to ride out the summer, he said. With reproductive success tied closely to body condition, he said that those polar bears likely will be grossly reduced in number and local extinctions are likely in the future. Some scientists predict that if global warming continues unabated, there will be no summer sea ice at all in the Arctic by 2080. Ian Sterling, an expert on polar bears, said that while the threat is a long-term one, there are early signs of trouble in the southern portion of the polar bear's range. What really is important about polar bears surviving is that they are the top animal of the Arctic marine ecosystem, said Sterling, a research scientist with the Canadian Wildlife Service. A healthy population of polar bears probably tells you that the ecosystem as a whole is pretty healthy. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,